You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, I'm really looking forward to facilitating a dialogue with the South Korean ambassador tomorrow morning and Martin Davies of Deloitte. And through this, I came across the national mentorship movement. And it's at times like these that we actually need mentorship more than ever, as we need the experienced leaders to help guide and show their mentees the way through the crisis. To find out more, I'm joined now by Dave Wilson, joint CEO of the national mentorship movement and former COO of Deloitte Consulting Africa. Dave, great to chat to you about a subject that is very close to my heart. As I explained to you, I owe much of my professional development to the mentorship of the late David Gleason. He took me under his wing. He taught me everything I need to know about a balance sheet and the financial journalism game. And so I've really experienced the value of mentorship firsthand. How did you become involved in this area? Were you involved as a mentor at your position at Deloitte? Did you become involved when you retired? Just give me some background.
I suppose I've always been a huge believer in people and growing people and giving people opportunities. And it occurred to me probably in the mid to about 2015 that there's a missing ingredient in the South African economy, particularly as we transform and attempt to grow the economy and give people opportunities, many of whom have never actually operated in the type of environment which we take for granted because it's one we grew up in. And mentorship can be that bridge, it can be that magic catalyst which takes a whole lot of things and helps make them work for people who are now trying to make their way in an environment which is at best indifferent and in some instances actively hostile, and to provide people that support to build their confidence, to build their networks, and enable them to take advantages of the opportunities that are out there. So I got together with a colleague, Paul Bacher, who's the co-founder of NetFlorest, and he ran the Jewish Community's mentorship program. And I was working quite a lot with the Black Management Forum at the time. I just got the two organizations together and said, what could we do if we really wanted to change something in the South African business community and environment? And back came the conclusion from the about 50 people in the room. Actually, mentorship, the way that is carried out through the Orchard organization, the Jewish community, if we could scale that for the nation, if we could mobilize 100,000 mentors and connect them to those people who don't have that access and that ability to build their confidence and to build their networks, we could make a systemic difference to this country. And so we started doing that in 2015, 2016. We currently have about 10,000 mentors in our platform. And as you mentioned, right now, at a time of social distancing and isolation, is exactly when we need to get people connected and give them the opportunities to that mentorship can provide them.
And I think mentorship in the South African context, it's studied all over the world. You go onto Harvard Business Review's website, they've always got some article about the power of mentorship. It plays this key role in building organizational culture and commitment. And in South Africa, you mentioned what makes it even more important, and that is the fact that historically, large swathes of the population haven't had access to those networks that we take for granted. And it is those networks that engender a cultural view of business and organization and personal and professional development that allow people to succeed. Now, what role does the movement play here in facilitating mentorship? What is your model to help scale up from 1,000 mentors to 100,000?
Well, the first thing we realized, in fact, we came to three realizations. First of all, we need a platform. So we have a platform on which mentors and mentees can register. We can onboard them and provide them with the appropriate training material. We can match them through an algorithm that they're matched to the appropriate person. We can begin the partnerships. And then, most importantly, we can manage those relationships over a period of a year. And we expect of our mentors 2 to 3 hours a month or 2 to 4 hours a month over a 12-month period. And I think many mentorship programs just connect people and walk away. We connect people and remain connected. We carry out different surveys. We intervene if the relationship isn't going anywhere or potentially it's falling apart. And that way we keep it going. So we have a platform, which is most important. Secondly, we realize very quickly we need partners. We need partners on the mentee side, people whose beneficiaries could benefit from mentorship and whose impact we can far increase by injecting mentorship into their program. And also partners on the particularly corporate side, people who'd like their executives to be exposed to the lived reality of the majority of South Africans and to be able to support them. You know, what an incredible opportunity to develop your own executive skills when, first of all, they are now fully exposed to the reality that many of us don't see on a daily basis. And they're also practicing the skills of growing, developing people outside, and those skills are really valuable back inside the organization. And the final thing is we like to work in programs. So, for example, we're in discussions with the Tourism Business Council of South Africa. As you can imagine, the tourism industry is, I think you mentioned it a bit earlier, is not one you want to be in, hospitality, but it has to exist, it has to survive. It's key to our growth and success in the future. How do we enable people in that industry to get the inspiration, to get the knowledge, to get the experience of people who can help them survive through this and hopefully grow into the future? So we have a number of programs in areas where we believe the growth can come, be it manufacturing, tourism, agriculture, township economy, the creative economy. So we always, combining all those together, we believe we have a model which can scale, or we know it can scale, and one which can really achieve the impact that I mentioned, 100,000 mentors.
And now is a golden opportunity. I think moments of adversity offer these moments to create indelible mental maps of what excellent mentoring looks like. If you read any of Simon Sinek, Leaders Eat Last, he reminds us that leaders don't always appreciate the impact of their examples on those that they lead, particularly now. And so it is incumbent upon leaders across South Africa to get involved. I know you're looking to mobilize over 400 more volunteer mentors in the next 2 months for a specific program here to support unemployed youth going through a work readiness program, which is run by the Da Vinci Institute. Can you tell me a little bit more about how this is going to work?
Yeah, so this is a program which is run by the GCIRA, which is the Gauteng City Regional Academy, part of the Gauteng Department of Education. And they're taking, over a period of 3 years, 2,000 unemployed youth. Some are entrepreneurs, some haven't matriculated, but to give them, or they are matriculated, haven't studied further, to give them a work readiness and or entrepreneur readiness training over a period of a couple of years. And a key component of that program is to provide these people with the mentorship support to build all those things that I mentioned to you before. And coming back to the impact of mentorship, all of the research shows that that mentorship is a real force multiplier, sometimes by a factor of two. You're twice as likely to graduate from university with a mentor. You're twice as likely to survive in business longer than 5 years with a mentor. You're twice as likely to grow your business and employ more people. So we were really struck by the fact that one of the reasons the program was launched and approved by the GCRA was that mentorship was seen as a critical component. And right now, as you say, we need 400 additional mentors. We already have over 100 mentors mobilized and connected to these young people. And I can assure any people who volunteer for the program that if the experience of any of the other mentors and what they tell us is anything to go by, they will come back having gained far more than they give to those young people in the insights they get, that sense of obviously having made a difference, but also just totally different perspectives on what life is like for the majority in South Africa. So we absolutely love you to promote that program. You can give out my email address and our website so that those people who are interested in connecting with us, we would love to talk to them.
Absolutely. It's a public service. Dave Wilson, co-CEO of the National Mentorship Movement, will certainly be tweeting that out. Go on down to thementorshipmovement.co.za if you want to become a mentor, if you know of any mentees as well, or email dave.wilson@mentorshipmovement.co.za. We'll be sharing that out after the show as well. And yes, there's social distancing and all of those things, but there are ways around that too. That was Dave Wilson, the co-CEO of the National Mentorship Movement.